Welcome to Guide Dogs for the Blind's class lecture material. This presentation is titled Working in Buildings. Working in Buildings. Key points: finding a building doorway, directing inside a building, locating an exit. Stairs, elevators, escalators, revolving doors. This material addresses the basic elements of working in buildings: how to find a building, as well as its entrances and exits, and whether to work or heal once inside. Also included in this section is how to move between floors, stairs, elevators, and escalators. The final section addresses the practical topic of maintaining your dog's behavior and appearance in public. Building location and characteristics. Knowing its approximate location is the first step to finding a new store, restaurant, or building. Calling ahead of departure can be helpful. What is the nearest cross street? Where is it along the block? Do you need to leave the sidewalk before finding a recessed doorway? Are there stairs or ramps before you arrive at the door? Other environmental clues, such as the aroma of a bakery, the clank of dishes and silverware in a diner, or the echo of a deeply recessed doorway, will help you target your specific destination. If you are traveling on a campus, are there landmarks that could be a clue that you are near the building you want? Finding a doorway. There are different methods to finding a doorway. If you are attempting to locate an unfamiliar doorway with your guide, you may make an educated guess as to its location and do a moving turn to find the door. This method can involve trial and error. Another option is to halt when you believe you are close to the entrance and locate the doorway using your cane while heeling your dog. An additional approach is to have someone cue you to stop so you can make a turn from a stationary position. Whichever method you use, once you find the door, give food reward and hearty praise to your dog for finding it. This reinforcement will help your dog find the door on subsequent visits. Moving turns. Moving turns are often done when entering and navigating inside buildings. Your dog interprets a moving turn as a request to turn at the next available opportunity. To review, the components of a moving turn include slowing yourself down, changing your body position relative to the dog, repeating directional cues with your voice, and giving appropriate hand gestures. Experienced guides may demonstrate intelligent disobedience by not responding immediately to your verbal and body cues because there may not be an opening available. Inexperienced guide dogs, however, may be hesitant to move off their current line to seek out an unfamiliar one, even when an opening is available. If your new guide dog does not respond to a moving turn verbal cue after several strides, stop and do a turn from a stationary position. Once a guide dog has been reinforced at the door and gone inside a building once, the doorway becomes more relevant to the dog, and they will be more motivated to find it for you next time. Directing your dog inside. After entering the building, work forward a few paces to allow other people access to the door too. If you do not know the layout of the store or building, you can either wait near the entrance or work up to an obvious counter and ask for assistance. If you are familiar with the building, then you can direct your dog accordingly. Depending on personal preference and the layout of the store, you may choose to either heel or work your dog. If aisles are very narrow or crowded with displays and other obstacles, you may want to set your harness handle down and utilize human guide or use your cane while you heel your dog. Another option is to hold on to a shopping cart while someone else pulls the cart from the front. Many buildings are perfectly fine for doing guide work. If you are in an unfamiliar building and you solicit assistance, you may need to instruct the person how best to give you directions. For example, would you please walk behind me and alert me of upcoming turns so I can direct my dog accordingly? Another option is to follow someone else. The follow verbal cue gives your dog permission to follow someone while he or she walks ahead and talks to you. You may have to prompt the person to keep talking to you, not your dog. Since most dogs enjoy following, this practice could become habitual, so use this cue in moderation. locating the exit. When leaving a store, face your dog in the general direction of the exit. Direct your dog with forward, outside, repeating the verbal cue occasionally and gesturing in the direction of the door. Your dog will seek the door, especially if it is in view, or attempt to reverse the route you traveled through the store. In a complicated, unfamiliar, or large building, you may need to have someone confirm your orientation as you direct your dog. Orientation after exiting. When you leave a building, work your dog forward a number of paces, enough to clear the storefront, halt, and then make the desired turn. A moving turn is acceptable as well. Another option is to work to the down curb, if there is one present. This brief exercise of making your dog work straight from the doorway ensures three things. You are clear of the building, a recessed doorway, and any sidewalk obstacles. Your dog does not turn right or left before you say so. Your dog will readily listen to you if, in the future, you want to travel a different direction from that building. You might find it helpful to work your dog all the way across the sidewalk to the curb or other landmark, especially if it helps to clarify your orientation. In some situations, e.g. malls, campus plazas, there is no street curb, and simply working a few steps outside and then turning is more practical. Moving between floors. Stairs. Going up, as with up curbs, your guide dog will often identify the bottom of a staircase by stepping his or her front paws up onto the first stair. Going down. Just like down curbs, your dog should stop with their paws at the edge of the top stair. Guide dogs are not trained to show you the handrail at stairs. They view these as obstacles to clear. If you need to use a handrail and cannot feel it from where your dog stopped, simply set the harness handle down and sidestep until you reach it. Once you reach the handrail, you may either work or heel your dog. If you regularly need a handrail at stairs, it is easy to reinforce your dog for showing the rail to you. Check with your instructor on how to do it. Elevators. After you locate an elevator door, set the harness handle down, step back a few paces, and call your dog to heel position. This clears the immediate area so passengers can get out when the door opens. While waiting, hold the harness handle so you will be ready to enter when the elevator door opens. Say forward, inside, working into the elevator. Your dog does not need to stop or pause at the threshold. If possible, move toward the opposite or rear wall of the elevator. Once there, set your harness handle down and do an about turn to face the door. If there is time, have your dog sit while riding. To exit, work your dog out. In crowded elevators, it may be more practical to heel your dog out before you resume guide work. The moving stairs on escalators have metal teeth that fit into each other when they run flat at the beginning and end of the ride. The possibility of severe injury to a dog's bare feet is always present. It has been shown that when an injury has occurred to a dog in training, it is almost always to the rear feet. Because of this, it is mandatory for our dogs in training and class to wear booties on their rear feet when riding escalators. As part of an ongoing effort to protect your dog's feet, following graduation, it is expected that you continue with this practice when using escalators. Dog boots are included in the standard equipment issued to all GDB clients for use both in class and later at home. For optimal boot fit, have your dog's nails and excess paw hair trimmed regularly. Keep any fur that extends below the bottom of the paw pads trimmed. Keep nails short enough that they do not touch the ground when the dog is standing with weight on the foot. Using good technique and keeping your dog's rear feet protected with booties will increase your chances of safe escalator use. When there is a reasonable alternative to escalators, i.e. stairs, elevator, GDB encourages its clients to use them. That being said, we realize there are times when an escalator may be the only obvious way to move between floors. We offer escalator training during class if you use escalators regularly in your travels at home. You will have a few opportunities to practice escalator technique with your new dog. The boots supplied by GDB are the only brand and style that we recommend for escalator riding with your guide dog. These boots have been identified as having the desired stiff, formed sole and coverage that is safest on an escalator. Any other type or brand has not been vetted by us and may not be suitable for escalators. If you need replacement boots, the GDB gift shop sells them to class clients and alumni at a discounted price. Two options for using escalators. The first involves heeling onto and off of the escalator using only the leash. This option works best for clients who may need to walk off the escalator at their own pace. The second option involves heeling, leash only, to board the escalator and picking up the harness handle to work off the escalator. This option eliminates the need to reposition the dog once off the escalator, which prevents blocking other people exiting behind the team and allows the team to work around obstacles that may be located near the exiting plate. Escalator technique. Leash only, heeling, leash only to board and leash for exit. Boarding. Locate the moving handrail with your right hand and praise the dog. Set the harness handle down. Hold the leash short and very close to your dog's collar with your left hand low near your dog's neck. Locate the edge of the moving stairs using either your left or right foot. Pause before boarding to ensure that the steps in front of you will be clear of pedestrians. Give a let's go verbal cue as you step onto the escalator. Praise. Riding. Immediately after boarding, place your right foot on the step ahead of your dog. Your left foot will be on the same step as your dog's front feet. With your left hand, loop a finger under your dog's collar. If your dog tries to keep moving, gently stop your dog with collar pressure. Calmly praise your dog. Extend your right arm to grasp the handrail as far forward as is comfortable. This means your right arm will be extended ahead of you, same as your right foot. If possible, adjust your leash grip so you are holding only the end with your finger still under your dog's collar. Exiting. As you feel the escalator handrail begin to level off, start to move forward while enthusiastically saying, "Ready, ready, let's go." Allow your dog freedom to move forward on a fully loose leash. As you step off, keep your leash loose to give your dog space to focus on the exit. A tight leash will interfere with your dog's exit. The safest way to manage the exit plate is to let your dog deal with it. Walk forward enough to clear the escalator exit area, allowing your dog to move out in front of you, and then praise your dog. Bring your dog into heel position. You may want to offer a food reward. Praise your dog for a ride well done. Escalator technique. Working off, heeling, leash only to board, working off to exit. Boarding. Locate the moving handrail with your right hand and praise the dog. Set the harness handle down. Hold the leash short and very close to your dog's collar with your left hand low near your dog's neck. Locate the edge of the moving stairs using either your left or right foot. Pause before boarding. This ensures that the steps in front of you will be clear of pedestrians. Say, "Let's go," as you step onto the escalator and praise your dog. Riding. After boarding, place your right foot either on the same step as your dog's front feet or on the step ahead of your dog, whichever is most comfortable for you. With your left hand, pick up the harness handle and put your leash away, place under your left index finger. Calmly praise your dog. Extend your right arm as far forward on the handrail as is comfortable and grasp with your right hand. Exiting. As you feel the handrail begin to level off, give the verbal cue, forward. Work forward off the escalator without stopping. Give food reward at this location. Food reward while riding an escalator. It may not be advisable from a safety and practicality standpoint to offer food reward to a guide dog while riding on an escalator. However, there may be occasions where it is reasonable to do so, such as on longer escalator rides. Revolving doors. Revolving doors usually have 2 to 4 panels that have wedge-shaped spaces. The doors move in a circular, counterclockwise direction. Normally, there are standard doors located nearby. Electrically powered revolving doors are generally not safe to use with a guide dog, since you cannot control its speed. If you do intend to use a revolving door, locate the entrance, set your harness handle down, and face the direction you are going to move. Pass your leash behind you as you say, "Over here." Your dog will then move to your right side, and you will be holding the leash short in your right hand. Keep your leash hand forward so your dog's back feet won't be bumped, while keeping one of your feet back to prevent the panel from bumping into your dog should the panel be pushed from behind. Gently push the panel in front of you and follow your dog as they exit. This lecture has discussed the mechanics of guide work in buildings. As a guide dog user, you have the right to access most public places and buildings with your guide dog. This right, of course, is conditional upon your guide's behavior and hygiene. Whether your dog is guiding you or by your side, everyone will appreciate a dog that is well-behaved and clean. This concludes the class lecture on working in buildings. Thank you for listening.